Ukraine's new energy minister warned Friday that a surge in Russian airstrikes has plunged hundreds of thousands of people into darkness and cold during the harshest winter in years. The government said Russia carried out 612 attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure last year alone, a campaign that has intensified in recent months as temperatures plunged to minus 18 degrees Celsius, or near zero Fahrenheit. Humanitarian groups say the cold is compounding an already dire situation. Jemva, deputy head of the Kiev delegation of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, says delivering aid has become increasingly difficult.
I think we've been experiencing no power now on and off for a number of months. But no heating is becoming very, very unbearable, for especially during the nights when the temperature drops to minus 20 degrees. I'm sitting in an office now with no heating, no electricity, but we do manage. We do manage to go about our day. However, it is more difficult than it's ever been before, especially since the escalation of this conflict.
Across the capital, authorities have opened emergency heating points, offering hot meals, warm drinks, and psychological support for residents struggling to cope. Kiev resident Tanya Fiona says the centers are a lifeline.
Because like if your home like minus something inside, because the pipes even explore in Kiev and so on, I think like it's the great idea. So just to come and stay warm.
The renewed Russian attacks on energy facilities, which have also killed and injured civilians, come as Western allies debate how to expand support for Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte noted that Russia has already used nuclear-capable missiles against Ukrainian targets.
Russia's brutal war of aggression continues, and we saw just last week the use of the Oreshnik missile on Lviv, and continued attacks on civilian and energy infrastructure. Russia is trying to deter us from supporting Ukraine, but we will not be deterred.
For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.